Hello, my lovely slave. You are in for a very unique experience. One that will relax you from head to toe and leave you feeling refreshed, reawakened, and like a brand new person. The key word to remember is surrender. As long as you surrender your will completely, this is going to go perfectly. And everything is going to feel just fine. Begin by continuing to do what you're already doing. That is breathing smoothly, easily, without effort and without strain. Trance is simple. Trance is easy. Trance is nothing more than the retreat of the mind from the real world. I want you to do something for me. Something very simple that you don't need to overthink. I want you to begin stepping backwards into your own mind. Just one step at a time, backward, backward, one foot behind the other, slipping, backing away, retreating from the outside world. That's a good job. You're doing perfectly, I promise. There's no way you can get it wrong. Just listen to me. Focus on the sound of my voice coming into your ears right now. That's all you have to do. And imagine that every word I say is an additional step backward, back, back. Whatever is surrounding you shrinks in the distance, becoming more and more outstretched away from your perception as you fade deep within. As your waking consciousness melds with your inner mind, your inner mind, where do you think all those dirty thoughts of yours come from? They come from you, from the deep insides of you, from the darkest recesses of your psyche that remain hidden throughout the day. But when your outer consciousness and your inner consciousness meld together and become one, magical things can happen. With every step you take backward, you grow closer and closer to the most magical part of you. The part of you that is creative and transformative. The part of you that's able to create pretty pictures, lively three-dimensional pictures of your wildest sexual fantasies. Tell me, who is it that you want to get close to? Who is it that you need? Is it someone? Anyone? With a warm body? And a set of genitalia as eager and welcoming as yours? Or is it a specific someone? Someone that haunts your daytime thoughts? Someone that haunts your dreams? Someone that you desperately, desperately need to go to bed with? You don't have to tell me. You already know. And more importantly, your deep inner mind knows what you want and what you need. All you have to do is direct it. In order to direct it, you need to first become more relaxed. Getting relaxed is not an active sensation. It's a passive one. One that happens completely on its own, provided that you don't interfere. And you don't want to interfere. All you want to do is melt and feel that gentle, sultry heat pressing in on every corner of your being. It feels warm, secure, gentle, and caressing. It is, in its own way, sensual, seductive, even, strangely, dominant, pulling you down as if it were your own idea, beckoning you to succumb to it. Let it happen. Let that sensation knead out every knot in your body, as if you were nothing but a lump of living dough meant to be kneaded and pressed and rolled and stretched by the firm, capable hands of deep relaxation. You're beginning to tingle now. That slow, deep tingle that's just the start of your realization that it's happening and you can't stop it. You're getting exactly what you want. Easy now. Don't rush it. Just let it take over. Let it override everything that seems so important, so critical, just a few minutes ago. As I speak, I'm overriding every impulse that you have to think, to plan, to wonder, to tense, and replacing it with the only satisfaction that there is. The satisfaction of letting go. Like a narcotic, I seep between the cells of your brain and cause its regular, everyday program to be overwritten like that. Deep inside the inner sanctum of your mind, all your needs are met. Every horny impulse is recognized and provided for. Imagine the warm fingertips of a lover skating over your skin, taunting, teasing, promising, just as their lips attach to your neck, a gentle, sucking bite, filthy, yet somehow sweet, marking you, claiming you as their own. You're getting heady with it, your brain swimming in it, the overwhelming sensations of love and lust intermingling in your lover's hot body against yours. The feel of their hands, their lips, their hair against your skin. They're so close to giving you what you need, giving in to your desires to be overtaken, lusted after, maybe even used. Truly, there is nothing quite like the satisfaction of getting close, having your body, your heat, your heart, your breath intermingling with another. So simple, so sensuous, so pure, and yet the things they put you through are just dirty, just so fucking filthy. They turn you into an animal, reduced to nothing but need and perception. Perception of animalistic grunts, groans that trigger something deep inside you, that stab you right in your crotch, that burn right up your entire spine. Hard, rock hard, pebbled nipples. Swollen, puffy, aching genitalia, dripping with want, slick with need, and there is nothing like when they get together. Heat merged with heat, slick, pistoning against slick. Swollen tenderness, slapping up against swollen tenderness. Feels so good, right down to the bone. Your very marrow sings with the satisfaction of sexual overload. the things you do with your lover, in the inner sanctum of your mind, this holiest and filthiest of places, where you can see your fantasies come to life, where you can see all your sexy dreams come true. The things that take place here cause your own genitals to swell with need. So far under, so far down, ticking, ticking, like a clock winding down, you step back, back, deeper into the abyss, where the lines between fantasy and reality are blurred. Blurred beyond recognition, so that you can actually feel their touch. Feel that? Those loving little fingertips rubbing where you need it most. Their hot mouth on your skin, and then lower, lower, lower than that, between your legs, on your genitals, sucking you, tasting you, devouring you. You know, there's a special kind of sparkle that your brain takes on when someone's mouth is on your sex. You know what I'm talking about? The heat of their tongue, the filth of their saliva, mingling with your own drops, your own juices. They're hot. Cavernous little mouth, taking you in, taking you down, causes your brain to sleep. Nothing but sex. Nothing but sensation and the churn, 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 tug, tug, tug of orgasm rushing up and through you. You might need to address it. You just might need to do something about it. How good are you going to let yourself feel before you need to come? Before you need to let yourself fall over that edge, tip into that abyss, that explosion of mind-numbing pleasure that you absolutely crave. I want you down and drowsy and sleepy, just like you are now. But more than that, I want you to feel good. I am your lover by proxy, and I want you to make me feel your pleasure. How good is it? Just how much do you want? How much do you need? How loudly is your body calling you to come? Come. Come. Anything is worth it for those few seconds of pleasure. But when I talk to you, it feels like those few seconds could last forever. Like that spazzed out, open, brain-numbing, tingling, toe-curling, spine-aching, bone-chilling, heart-warming, explosive, hot, hot sparks, heat, orgasm, blank, mind blank, so sexy, so cummy, so so pretty, so so fucking right, mind blank with pleasure, open with need, just a big, empty, open space sensation could last forever. Never, ever ending, just rolling, rolling, rolling into wave of heat and pleasure. With your lover there to brace you, to facilitate your orgasm, to talk you through it. Everything feels so pretty. Everything feels so nice and needy and wonderful. I talk to you and that pleasure spreads, doubles and spreads all throughout your body, throughout your every limb. Push yourself there. Let yourself get close to ecstasy. Not just between your thighs, but throughout your entire body, from head to toe, from root to tip, from top to tail. Everywhere at once you spiral, spiral, spiral into a heady cloud of unbearable pleasure. Unbearable lust and need, need, need. You have to touch, you have to address, you have to satisfy. You have to imagine the sweet heat of your body merging with another. Slick, tight, heat, pump, 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 suck, 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 until all at once the need is met. Overflowing, overflowing, overflowing into pleasure that never seems to end. It's never going to stop. It's going to fill you, fill you, fill you up until it drives you crazy, until it pushes you out of your skin. With an orgasm that never ends, even when you need it to stop, even when you need it to end because you can't take it, it won't. Doubling, doubling, multiplying, spilling your pleasure all out and through you. The system says enough. The system says no more. The system says that's all we can take, but the system is broken. It's forever changed and is only programmed for pleasure, pleasure, and more pleasure. Even if it's excruciating, even if it's unbearable, it is, deep down, what you want and what you need. A new system is in place, and its code says that the only thing better than pleasure is more pleasure. So get yours, and then get it again, and 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 again.